Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Political strategist Carl Calabrese is joining us live on the line. Carl, a lot to get to. Why don't we start with the tweet yesterday from the president. The president weighing in on MY27, tweeting his support for Chris Jacobs in the special election on April 28th. Now, I feel like the easy question would be, what does this do for Chris Jacobs here in the special election? But, we all know that he's the Republican on the ballot, and so Trump supporters more likely to vote for him instead of Nate McMurray. But the big question is, what does this do to the Republican field that's still out there, people like Stefan Mihailu, Beth Parlato, who still want to take on Jacobs in a primary?
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. There was a huge announcement coming out of the White House yesterday, and it certainly changes the dynamic of the race. I spoke with some Republicans yesterday, right after the announcement, who thought it would clear the field, that the other candidates would now think twice and maybe withdraw from the primary, based on the article this morning in the Buffalo News and the quotes from Stefan Mihailu and Beth Parlato. That does not seem to be the case. They seem to be all in on a primary. So we may still have a contested primary, a spirited primary, but this is a huge announcement for Chris Jacobs going into the special election in April.
And this also, Carl, does it give maybe doubters of Jacobs who thought maybe he wasn't conservative enough or Republican enough, in supporting President Trump enough, does this give them something else to think about?
Oh, no question. I mean, it frankly blows it out of the water. I mean, there's no way to look at that that statement by the president and say that Chris Jacobs is a never-Trumper. I mean, if Donald Trump thought for one second that Chris Jacobs was a fake candidate, a fake pro-Trumper, he would not have made that statement. You're going to see that statement over and over and over again in Chris Jacobs commercials and mailings between now and the special election. It's huge. If anybody had any doubts about it, I mean, the words of the president pretty much clears that field, so to speak.
How do people like Mihailu, Parlato bounce back from this? Because that's been their one attack on Jacobs this whole time.
Well, they're both, it looks like Stefan Mihailu and Beth Parlato are saying, well, it's only an endorsement for the special election because the choice is a Republican, Chris Jacobs, versus a candidate of the progressive left, Nate McMurray, and it's an easy choice. And what would you expect the president to say in terms of who he would want in Congress? The primary is a different fight, and there'll be different issues, and that's, we live to fight another day. Presidents normally don't get involved in primaries very much, but when there's an incumbent running, if Chris Jacobs wins that race in April, and he is the incumbent member of Congress going into primary, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see the president issue another statement in favor of Chris Jacobs. I would think that might be one of the goals of State Chairman Nick Langworthy, is to have that type of statement made going into the primary if needed.
Okay, Michael Bloomberg. We'll see him tonight on the debate stage. Is his Super Tuesday gamble paying off?
Well, we don't know yet. It is a gamble. Things are paying off, though. I mean, the guy has literally bought his way into, right now it looks like, a second or third place position in that field of Democrats. This is going to be a fascinating debate to watch for a number of reasons. Most people have never seen Mike Bloomberg debate. He doesn't do many of them. Apparently, he has done some in New York City races, but I'm hearing that he's not very good at it. I don't know that, but that's one of the things I'm going to be watching tonight. The other thing is the long knives are going to come out. I mean, if you listen to the statements of all the candidates leading up to this debate, they aren't centered on Bernie Sanders, who they normally would be because he's the front runner going into Nevada. They're all focused on Mike Bloomberg. And so we'll see how he performs in the debate. We'll see how he deals with the attacks, which will be coming, and they will be sharp, and they will be aimed all at him and his money. And that's because all of these candidates now are hearing not only his footsteps behind them, but every time one of those feet hit the ground, you hear money jingle in his pocket.
Well, Carl, you know, I think it was like a year and a half ago, I asked you on the show if it was smart for all these candidates to be getting a jump start. I mean, people were announcing their candidacy January 1st, 2018. It's such a long road, all these debates. And I said, well, what if somebody just kind of took off all these debates and jumped in just right around primary season and, you know, put their foot to the pedal then? I mean, is that the strategy that's paying off for Bloomberg, or is it just all about his money?
It's all about money. Remember, Rudy Giuliani attempted this same strategy when he ran for president, to skip all the early primaries and compete in Super Tuesday. That failed miserably for him. And so a lot of folks in politics are seeing if the same thing plays out. But, no, when you've got this kind of money, we've never seen anything like this, Brian, with the amount of money this man is spending and will spend and is committed to spend. He's worth $60 billion. He's already spent, I believe, $140 million on this race. It's just incredible. And the people in the Democrat primary race now, all the other candidates, are really, I think, almost shell-shocked by the amount of money he's spending. And so you're gonna see that played out tonight. Already Bernie Sanders is calling him an oligarch, you know, trying to buy the presidential nomination, buy the presidency. I think you're going to see lots of arrows flung his way tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hard to escape all these national polls that keep being mentioned in the news, but they really don't matter because this is a state-by-state contest, right?
Yeah, forget national polls. They don't matter other than, I mean, Biden used to take solace in saying that he was the number one candidate in national polls. He'd lead everybody else. That was true. It's not true anymore. Bernie Sanders is. But if you look at the Nevada poll, there have been two polls of Nevada. Now, remember, it's very, very difficult to poll a caucus state, very unreliable. So there's going to be a big caveat here. But right now, there's two polls that were done. The latest has him up. One has him up by 19 points. One has him up by 7 for an average of about a 14-point lead. I'm a little leery of that because, again, the nature of a caucus is difficult to poll. But the other poll in South Carolina, at one point, Biden had a double-digit lead in South Carolina. It's now down to about 5 points. So the trend is moving away from Biden. If he's got to finish first or second on Saturday in Nevada. If Biden finishes another fourth or fifth, watch that lead in South Carolina go away.
Is that stunning to you that Biden has kind of crashed and burned the way he has?
No. His history in presidential races is dismal. He's just a bad candidate when he runs for president. Every single time he's run for president, the campaign has crashed and burned, and this one is doing the same thing. He's not a very good candidate. Plus, I think his age is showing, quite frankly, in the debates. You know, everybody tends to have a moment in a debate that sticks out and is talked about for the next couple of days. In the last debate, for example, before New Hampshire, Amy Klobuchar had a moment when the moderator asked all the candidates, do any of you have a problem with a socialist leading the Democrat Party in the presidential campaign? Only one hand went up, and it was Amy Klobuchar. I believe that really solidified her with moderate Democrats going into that New Hampshire primary. But, you know, Biden's moments have all been negative, stumbling, bumbling, losing his train of thought. It really has not been very impressive performance.
All right. Well, Carl, we always appreciate the insight. That's Carl Calabrese, political strategist, joining us live, talking about not only the debate, but also NY27, the big news made yesterday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.